This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Prime Minister Motley defends Roosevelt Skerrett at a rally in Dominica amid concerns. Police identify a 33-year-old as Barbados's latest homicide victim. The HR Association warns the minimum wage hike could strain small businesses. And the Barbados Family Planning Association calls for more support for struggling parents. Good morning. I'm Carol Taupin. Details to the news just ahead. Despite objections from Dominica's Electoral Reform Coalition, Barbados's Prime Minister Mia Motley spoke at a ruling Dominica Labour Party's 70th anniversary rally, where she endorsed leader Roosevelt Skerrett yesterday evening. Thousands of supporters, all dressed in red, gathered in Duplanc to hear the Barbadian leader, whose appearance sparked concerns from the Reform Coalition due to her role as CARICOM chairman. The coalition deemed her participation inappropriate, but Ms. Motley strongly defended the Dominica Labour Party and its leader.
I say to you that leadership matters, because if you don't have the right leadership, you will end up with confusion. Us in Barbados learned that the hard way when we had our lost decade. And I know that your Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett knows it, because his has not been a journey that has been easy. He has had to contend with all of the challenges and crises to which I have referred. And he has done it without fanfare, remaining focused and making sure that this country, that others would not have given a chance to, has remained standing.
Ms. Motley told the crowd that while she did not come to Dominica to interfere in their political affairs, she wanted them to understand that funding for climate change and natural disasters must be a partnership between the people and their government.
I don't wear red by accident. I wear red because that is our color. And I lead a Labour Party. And in leading a Labour Party, I understand that other Labour parties across this region have similar philosophies and have similar challenges. And we can't talk about working in an isolated way, because I've just shown you that the only way the region is going to get through this awkward moment, where all that we have come to take for granted is changing, is by cooperating together.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. The man found dead in the car park of the Abundant Life Assembly at Bank Hall St. Michael has been officially identified by a family member as 33-year-old Daron Devere Elias of Long Gap, Spooners Hill, St. Michael. Police said in a statement that they received a report around 12:04 a.m. on Saturday, May 31st, of a man laying motionless in the car park of the Abundant Life Assembly. Police responded and, upon arrival, saw the body of a male with what appeared to be several stab wounds. Personnel from the ambulance service were summoned, examined the body, and found no signs of life. A medical doctor visited the scene and pronounced death. President of the Human Resource Management Association of Barbados, Tisha Peters, said HRMAB supports the intent behind the minimum wage increase. Small and medium-sized businesses may struggle with the transition. Her comments came as the national minimum wage officially increased from $8.50 to $10.50 per hour, effective yesterday. Ms. Peters said while the objective is commendable, the sudden implementation could place strain on some businesses.
We understand the principle of minimum wage as part of a broader national effort to improve the standard of living of the most vulnerable in our society, and we fully support this increase to ensure all workers receive a decent wage for their labor. Notwithstanding this national initiative, we are learning that the most recent decision to increase wages may not be a smooth transition for small to medium-sized businesses.
Ms. Peters commended the government's intent to address cost of living challenges. However, she cautioned that the change could lead to difficult decisions for employers to take.
As HR practitioners, we are convinced that with the right planning and consultative support, any negative impact of such a change could have been mitigated. We recognize the government's responsibility to protect the welfare of all citizens and commend the intent to address cost of living concerns. At the same time, we cannot ignore the very real operational strain this will place on employers who must adjust with little notice. Many are now faced with making difficult decisions related to hiring, benefits, and long-term financial planning.
President of the Human Resource Management Association of Barbados, Tisha Peters. Head of the Barbados Family Planning Association is calling for more support for parents, especially single and low-income families. Executive Director Anderson Langdon says raising children is not easy and believes more must be done on the island to support parents who are dealing with rising costs and limited resources. His comments came as the world recognized the Global Day of Parents yesterday.
I'm concerned about the cost of living as a parent myself, and many parents are. I think we need to look at ways in which parents in general can benefit with incentives, and yet specifically single-parent households. But we also, when we look at low-income earners and we look at particularly social class who might be working, they're underemployed. I don't know if there can be subsidies for parents in addition, but as well, time is a very important factor. And I think it's something that we really need to look at, not only for economic growth and social development, but for development of the family life in terms of how we approach those people who are at lower income brackets of employment in terms of time, parental leave being that important. Parental leave for me isn't just maternity leave. It means creating something in your work environment where the parent can have more time with your child amicably, a worker who's happy with family life at home because more productive at work.
Mr. Langdon is encouraging parents to keep up with the times, be more involved, and help their children grow into confident young people.
Time has changed, and therefore I think parenting has to change with the times. Not removing any of the traditional things associated with being a parent, but more adjusting parenting and your parenting style for the modern day. I think that's where we need to look at. I've seen there's been a plethora of parenting classes, but I think there needs to be a natural attuning of the importance of parenting and being a good parent. There are a lot of parents who are parents, but we are looking for good parents to have that positive impact in our society and our culture. And I think that is something that we need to focus on, how you being a parent who spends time, contributes to development, contributes to your child, listening. Parents also need to become the first counselors of their children, listening so that you can encourage them and enhance them so that they can be successful in whatever endeavor. And most importantly, have an impact on the broader society in a positive way.
Executive Director of the Barbados Family Planning Association, Anderson Langdon. Barbadians are showing an increased interest in heritage preservation and their culture. The observation has been made by Senior Cultural Policy and Research Officer with the Division of Culture in the Prime Minister's Office, Dr. Sharon Johnson. Dr. Johnson was speaking to Starcom Network News at the launch of Heritage Month yesterday, held at the Morgan Lewis Mill, Cherry Tree Hill, St. Andrew. She also revealed that there's been an increase in heritage tour companies on the island.
When we started doing public education in about 2010 and 2011, when we went after inscription, I would say that was the case. Now I wouldn't say that. We have many people going on tours. As a matter of fact, we have probably 8 or 9 new tour companies that have grown up as a result. Churches are holding heritage events, cultural groups, the parish ambassadors. Even if you look to regathering, in each month, there's some kind of heritage event. So Barbadians are coming out. They're eager to learn. They're eager to hear about things. So it's growing. There's more we can do. There's always more we have to do because we need to get people to a point where they protect our heritage.
Senior Cultural Policy and Research Officer with the Division of Culture, Dr. Sharon Johnson. And finally, the Guyana Elections Commission, GCOM, announced that nomination day is July 14th. That's according to the work plan approved by the 7-member commission for general and regional elections slated for September 1st, 2025. The commission said in a statement that political parties must submit applications for the allocation of symbols for approval by the commission by June 22nd. The Elections Management Authority said the GCOM Secretariat has been authorized to proceed with implementation of the tasks in the work plan to ensure that the elections are conducted in a free, fair, and transparent manner. Recapping the headlines. Prime Minister Motley defends Roosevelt Skerrett at a rally in Dominica amid concerns. Police identify a 33-year-old as Barbados' latest homicide victim. HR Association warns the minimum wage hike could strain small businesses, and the Barbados Family Planning Association calls for more support for struggling parents. That was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Topping. Good morning.